Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get into the
Word. Of the mountain, we've got to learn how to pray. Lord, please don't move my mountain, but give me the strength to climb. That's what the old folk used to say as they were rooted and grounded in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And we are praying a special prayer for Sister Thomas a little later, as she has heard she lost her mother. We'll be praying for her later. This month we are in the last sermon message in a series we've entitled Make Him Known Through the Resurrection. And tonight we're going to share a message entitled God Gives Good Gifts. God Gives Good Gifts. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. It's two slides, I believe, up there. One, two, three.
And hand you will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then know
how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those
who ask him? So in everything, do to those who do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets.
Amen. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. Again, we're talking about tonight, God gives good gifts. God gives good gifts. And we're going to look at on or around 3 points as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. We're going to talk about giving from God. We're going to talk about gain from God. And we're going to talk about a gateway from God. We want Christians to know that Christians should seek God in and for everything. Christians should seek God in and for everything. I don't know about you, but I'm getting to a point to where I'm becoming very hard to buy for. In other words, when God bless you so much, it's hard, as some say, what do you get a person who has everything? And some of you are like that, to where you've reached a certain point to where you've been blessed with most of what you want to be blessed with. But every once in a while, somebody who's very thoughtful will be able to get you a gift that you really can appreciate. It gives you a gift that you really can appreciate. couldn't help but to think, but that's the way God is. He gives thoughtful gifts. He gives gifts that you can appreciate. But in order for you to receive these gifts from God, there's only one thing that you need to do. That you need to ask for what you want. Many people really would like, especially in a relationship, women would like their husbands to read their minds, and that their husbands be so thoughtful that they can give them the gift that they have on their mind, but that probably don't happen that many times. One of the things we have to let singles know is that I don't care how much you love one another, you will not be able to read that other person's mind. So if you want something from your husband or your wife, you probably need to tell him what you want. Hello, somebody. The old folk used to sing a song that Jesus is on the main line and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hello, somebody. And that's the principle that we as Christians must apply in our relationship with God. Because if we want God to bless us with something, we've got to learn to call him up and to tell him what we want. Hello, somebody. And that's what this text is talking about tonight. This text, as we're talking about God giving good gifts, the text says in verse 7, ask and it will be given you. Ask, and it will be given you. And parallel part of verse 8 says, for everyone who asks receives. Hello, somebody. Now, if you want something from the Lord, if you want God to bless you, then you've got to tell him what you want. If you want God to bless you with peace of mind, you got to call him up and ask him to give you peace of mind. There's some folk that need some peace of mind. We all probably need some peace of mind in this day and time, as we continually seem to perpetually be losing those around us whom we love. We've got to call him up and tell him what we want. We got to say, Lord, encourage me. Lord, give me peace of mind. Lord, give me joy in the midst of all of this sorrow. You've got to call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, and whether it's an emotional thing, whether it's a mental thing, whether it's a physical thing, and many times we know how to pray for the physical things that we need, but some of the stuff that we need right now is not in the physical, it's in the emotional and mental realm, and we've got to learn to call God and tell him what we want. The text says, ask, and it will be given you. In verse 8, for everyone who asks receives. It's almost it's like an open check, an open check. Oh, we know the story of Solomon, and God gave him an open-end question. He said, anything, in an Etosh translation, anything that you want, I'll give it to you. Just tell me what you want. And he asked not for physical blessings. He asked for a mental blessing. He said, Lord, give me wisdom that I may be able to lead your people. And guess what? Because he asked for that was in the mental realm, God blessed him in the physical realm and made him one of the richest kings to ever lived, because he told God what he wanted. He told God what he needed. He asked, and God gave it to for him. If there's somebody here tonight that's bold enough to ask God for what you need, not just financially, but spiritually, ask him. Oh, not just financially, but emotionally, ask him. Not just, financially, but mentally, ask him. Ask him, for wisdom. And when you ask for wisdom, he can give you much, much more. And many of us need wisdom to make it through such a time as this. To make it through all of these losses, to make it through all of this sorrow, to make it through all of this uncertainty. Oh, we've got to ask God for what we want. Text says, given by God, because God says, ask, and it will be given you. Hello, somebody. Like what Psalms 34:4 says. Oh, the psalmist had a testimony. The psalmist testified. We call him to the testimony service. And he said, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. And the most important thing about that text is I sought the Lord. Somebody here tonight, God is trying to get you to seek him. There's some stuff that you're going through that you can't handle. There's some stuff that you're going through that you can't barely make it through. There's some stuff, that you're going through that where he's made it so hard that you can't depend upon your own strength. Oh, he's made it so hard that you can't depend upon your own mental capacity. He's made it so hard, and he wants you to seek him. He wants you to ask him. The psalmist said that I sought the Lord. When was the last time that you sought the Lord? Hopefully it was this morning. Hopefully it was this afternoon. Hopefully, when the devil brought you a problem, instead of you dealing with the problem, hopefully you sought the Lord. When the devil gave you a problem, you took the problem and you sought the Lord and said, Lord, this is your problem. Lord, you handle it. In Jesus' name. Psalmist said that I sought the Lord, and when I sought him, guess what? He's not like, and as he said in the Old Testament, he says of those fake gods that have eyes and cannot see, and ears and cannot hear, and a mouth and cannot speak. But God says in this text, when you sought me, I saw you. When you sought me, I heard you. When you sought me, I have a mouth and I can speak. And I answered. It says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. And guess what he did? He delivered me. Somebody here tonight, maybe you're looking for deliverance. You're in a place, you're hemmed up, you're trapped. The devil thinks he has you, but guess what? You decided to come to the service tonight, and God just happened to have a word for you. You need deliverance. If you need deliverance, guess what? You don't need to seek a man. You don't need to seek a woman. You don't need to call your mama. You don't need to call your dad. You don't need to call your brother. The psalmist said that I sought the Lord, and that's who you need to seek tonight. You tried everybody else anyway. Why don't you seek the Lord? Hello, somebody. He says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me, not just from one fear, but he delivered me from all of my fears. Hello, somebody. Somebody in here came up in here afraid. And you're not just afraid of one thing, but many things. Guess what God says? Seek me. I can handle it. All of the stuff that you're afraid about, all the fears that you have, I can handle every fear. I can handle it. Seek me. The Matthew says, ask, and it will be given to you. Matthew interprets it in verse 8, and everyone who asks receives, because it's given by God. And not only is God a giver, but he can gain you something. It's gain from God. Point number 2. He says, ask, and it will be given to you. And then he says what? Seek, and you'll find. Hello, somebody. Seek, and you'll find it. And that's what makes prayer more than just something in the spiritual realm. when you pray to God, after you get off your knees, it's time to go seek the answers that God is about to give. Because you have faith. You ask God, and he said that you can receive it. So you begin and get off of your knees, and you begin to seek it out. I tell people all the time, a very practical illustration. If you're unemployed and you need a job, in the morning when you wake up, you get on your knees and you pray and ask God to give you a job. But after you finish asking God to give you a job, you get up off of your knees, and now it's time to go seek it. Now it's time to go sign some applications. It's time to go and to knock on some doors. It's time to make this thing practical. Most Christians can't make it in our world because they're too, for lack of a better term, they're too spiritual. You've heard it said that you're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Hello, somebody. But the Bible says to be as innocent as a dove, as wise as a serpent, but innocent as a dove. Which means there's a practical element behind your prayers. If you're praying for God to do something for you, after you finish praying, you've got to get up off your knees and put some feet to the answers of your prayers. And you better go seek it out. For the Bible says, seek and you will find. Matthew gives us a great commentary in verse 8. He says, the one who seeks finds. And that's why many Christians' prayers are not answered, because they only pray and they never go seek. Hello, somebody. And there may be somebody that's got it flipped, where you only seek, but you never pray. Hello, somebody. You got to get that in order. You pray first, and then you seek. I said you pray first, and then you seek. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What is it that you want? What is it that you're praying about? What is it that you need? Pray. And then seek it out. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, pray and seek it out in Jesus' name. Pray and seek it out. If God says I can have it, guess what? I'm going to go find it. Hello, somebody. Joshua, I think, was a good example of someone who knows how to pray and how to seek it out. You pray to God first. For God didn't say after you pray that he was going to do everything. They had to pray, and they sought God's instructions to conquer Jericho, and he told them to march around one time to seven times, to seven times in a day, and to shout. And after they shout, they had to go seek it out, the answer from God. When the walls fell down, they had to go seek it out. They had to go conquer. And that's what God is trying to get somebody to do, not only to be spiritual, but to be very practical, to shout right now in prayer. And as God lays the wall of the city down, it's time to go out and conquer the land. And that's what we're trying to do as a church. As we want to build a new building, we want to pray as we've been praying. And we want to shout, and then we want to go. We got a plan now. It's time to see it out. It's time to get the job done. Somebody here, in your own life, God has given you the plans. And now it's time for you to go and to seek it out in Jesus' name. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. Oh neighbor, you better seek it out in Jesus' name. Because there's certain things that God does for those who put him first. See, when you put God first, and that's what prayer does, it's you putting God first. It's that text in Proverbs where the Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and to lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him. And then once we acknowledge Him, then He directs our paths. And that's what that is all about. It's really about, as it says in Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, that He will give you the desires of your heart. Are you ready to delight in the Lord? Are you ready to be happy? Like that barren woman on Sunday where it told her to sing unto the Lord. To sing before the situation changed. To sing before she had her first baby. To sing unto the Lord. Joshua, to shout right now, so that the walls of Jericho can come tumbling down. Can you delight in the Lord today? Because if you delight in Him, and if you can praise Him, if you can say hallelujah anyhow, when all of these trials and tribulation are coming upon you, if you can delight in the Lord anyhow, if you can see and find God in the middle of the worst time of your life, if you can delight in Him, then He can give you the desires of your heart. Is there anybody here tonight want to praise Him right now? Is there anybody here tonight want to sing to Him right now? Is there anybody here tonight that wants to delight in Him anyway, anyhow? Hallelujah, anyhow, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I've got to delight in Him, even in the bad time, in the worst of time. I've got to delight in Him, even when life has given me all kinds of lemon. I've got to delight in Him, because He can turn the lemons in life into lemonade, and then your life can become a flavor that everybody wants to get a taste of. That the flavor of bitterness and sweetness coming together to make a beautiful delight unto the Lord, to glorify Him in the good times, to glorify Him in the bad times. Somebody, you better learn to delight in the Lord tonight. In Jesus' name, say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, you better delight in Him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm going to delight in Him, and this is a good time to delight in Him. I don't have to wait till times turn better. I've got to turn it right now, before I lose my mind. I've got to turn it right now before I fall into depression. I've got to turn it right now, and I've got to delight myself in the Lord so that He can give me the desires of my heart. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because my God can give good gifts in the middle of these times, in the middle of these trials. He can give me something good. I'm going to ask Him. I'm going to pray that God would bring something good out of this. I'm going to pray that His Word will come to life, where His Word says all things work together for good. Not that everything is good, but all things work together for good. Because of what? And what? You're called according to His purpose. Hello, somebody. That's why you're still alive today. That's why you still have breath today. It's because of His purpose. Out of all these folk that are being called on out of here, He kept you here because He purposed it. You're here for His purpose. And when you decide to live for His purpose, then you can decide to delight in Him. And when you decide to delight in Him, then He will give you the desires of your heart. Hello, somebody. Up in here, up in here. But again, you've got to seek it out. Hello, somebody. You've got to seek it out. Not only that, the gateway from God. The gateway from God is this. He says, verse 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. And as you seek it out, you've got to do some knocking. Knock and the door will be open to you. Knock and the door will be open to you. There was a time in the life of our culture that when you knocked on a door, it probably would be open every time, but we've come from a different culture now that you can knock on a door and people are at home and they look through the peephole and walk away. Not every door that's knocked on today will be open. Hello, somebody. Especially if you're selling something. They look through the peephole and see your Girl Scout cookies and walk away. Hello, somebody. They look through the peephole and remember the encyclopedia man used to come door to door. See that. Have you ever noticed that not many people are selling door to door anymore? Because it's not a good way to entry in. But God says, I'm going to give you the authority to knock. And they can't ignore your knocks. I always say, for me, how you knock will determine whether I open a door. Because if you knock lightly, I'll probably open the door. But if you do this, I'm going to think something wrong. You're like, I don't know who that is. But God says in his word for us, it's time for some of us to become door knockers. If God says you can get everything you ask for, if you're willing to seek it out, if you're willing to knock it out. Hello, somebody. Although the young kids used to have a song called talking about walk it out. Don't tell me how to do it, I don't know. But you know me, if I had a clue, I probably would try. But I don't have a clue what that is. This is a new dance God's trying to teach you to knock it out. You have the answers at the very tips of your knuckles. But you got to be willing to go to that door that you won't open. Have enough audacity to knock on that door in Jesus' name. To have the audacity to ask God. To have the audacity to seek God. To have the audacity to knock for God. So that the door can be open to you. That's what we've got to do with this building that we want to build. We've got to ask God. We've got to seek it out. And then we've got to knock it out. Because God says and put this promise over our lives today. In Mark chapter 11, 24. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and what? It will be yours. Wow. What a promise. And not only what a promise, but only God can be powerful enough to give you the promise that you seek. Hello, somebody. But you got to know that God's only going to give good gifts, though. That's what you got to. Because that's what the text says up there. We read a little earlier. God, because some of us, some of the things that we're asking for are not good things. He's not gonna answer your prayers with something that's bad. For verse 9 says, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? He says, and if you then, though you are evil, hello somebody, we're all evil, born in sin and all that, hello somebody, know how to give good gifts to your children. You know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Exclamation point. He said, I want to give you some good things. I want to bless you. Hello, somebody. Especially in a time like this, I want to bless you. But you've got to be willing to ask. You've got to be willing to seek. You've got to be willing to knock. And you've got to believe that God is a rewarder. And that's what faith is. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And guess what? Guess what? One of the things that in interpreting this text, verse 7, and I don't get into the Greek many times, but that's a unique thing that's going on in this text. If you read it in the original, it's really best interpreted, keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. Which means there's a persistence in your prayers that you're praying. You keep asking. You keep seeking. You keep knocking. You say, but preacher, I've been praying. I've been praying for this a week. Oh, but God says, keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. He said, preacher, I've been praying for this for months. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. Preacher, I've been praying for six. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. As a matter of fact, he gives an illustration of that person that goes to a friend's house in the middle of the night and they're in there sleep and he just keeps on knocking. Hey, my friend. Hey, Maury, I know you're in there. Maury, I know you're asleep. I know you worked a midnight shift, but Maury, I need your help. Hey, Maury. Oh, Deacon Ross, I know you're in there. Oh, Deacon Melvin, I know you're in there. Melvin, hey! Persistent. He says, if you're persistent, that person will get up and give you everything that you ask for. Hello, somebody. And God is saying, oh, you've got to be persistent in this thing. You've got to keep praying. You've got to keep knocking. You've got to keep asking. Oh, in a time such as this, you can't dare you. You cannot stop praying in a time such as this. In a time where there are people are dying, it seems, every day. In a time where even people are committing suicide, like Junior Seau, the famous linebacker from the Chargers, just committed suicide. In our times, you're hearing about the floods. You're hearing about the fires. You're hearing about all of this craziness. Tornadoes in places where there never been tornadoes in their times. Where there never been tornado season. We live in a crazy time, but we better keep seeking the Lord. Keep asking him. Keep praying to him. Keep seeking him. Keep knocking on the doors of heaven and saying, Lord, I can't make it through this time, Lord. I can't do it on my own, Lord. Oh, Lord, we can't do it. Oh, Lord, keep seeking him out in Jesus' name. Because I can guarantee you he's going to give you all the good gifts like peace, like joy, like love, like patience, like long-suffering. Hello, somebody. Oh, that stuff is good for a time such as this. Hello, somebody. Oh, because there's some folk that got a bank account full of money and blowing their brains out. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Because they didn't have peace of mind. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. God is saying, in this crazy time, you've got to pray. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, you've got to pray. I like that old MC, was it MC Hammer? I think that was MC Hammer. He said, we got to pray. We got to pray. We've got to pray just to make it today. We got to pray. Yeah, he sung that. He ended up being a preacher. We got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray just to make it today. Hello, somebody. I mean, that's serious. We've got to pray. We're going through too much. We've got to pray. We've got to keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. And keep believing. Hello, somebody. I said, keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. And keep believing. God says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. One of the things I want to pray for is, click that next slide, brother. It's that building. Click the next slide, the inside of that building. Keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. It's not time to get passive now. We got to keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. It's not time to get passive on this. Keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. God is at work, and we've got to join in where he's working. I think it was, I forgot who said it. Said, I think it was Hunt. He said that, you've got to find where God is at work and join in. And that's what we got to do. God is at work here. It's evident. It's time for us to join in. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep knocking. There's something that you want to be built for yourself personally. It could be a relationship. You may be single and you may want to get marriage. You got to keep seeking, keep praying, keep knocking. Know that he's not going to give you anything or anyone that's bad for you. Hello, somebody. Somebody in a marriage and you're struggling and you know what the word says. The word says God hates divorce. And because God hates divorce, that's not an option. Then what you've got to do is you've got to keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. Somebody else, you may be having a hard financial time and you can barely make it through and you don't know how you're going to make it through. But God says tonight, keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. Somebody else, you're tired of struggling in your body. You want healing in your body, but God says to keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. There's somebody else here. Oh, you're concerned about that wayward child that's maybe in the box, or that wayward old person that you love. God says tonight, keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. If you keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking. To everyone who asks, receive. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who has knocks, the door will be open. In Jesus' name, shall we pray? Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you've come tonight and you've shared with us that you can give good gifts. That's a good thing to be reminded in such a time as this, Lord, as even as we pray for another one of our dear members who's lost her mother, Sister Thomas. And we pray, Lord, that you touch her, Lord, that you comfort her. And we pray, Lord, you touch her and her whole family, Father, those that were mourning the loss of this loved one. Father, we call out to you, Father, because we don't know any other help. And we've got to, in a time such as this, to keep praying, Father. So keep praying, Lord, for the Thomas family. We keep praying, Lord, for those others who have lost. We keep seeking your Father, believing that the same God that can comfort the Thomas family can comfort all those others who are here tonight and who have lost their loved ones, Father. You're the same God that can comfort those who are mourning, Father, those who may be mourning here and people may have forgotten about them, Father, but you haven't forgotten. And we pray, Lord, as you touch the Thomas family, go about and around this church to those others that are mourning, in the middle of the night, Father. Touch him, Father. Move. It's only you can, Father. No other help we know, Father, but to keep praying, to keep seeking, to keep knocking on the doors of heaven and believing, Father, that your comfort, can come. In such a time as this, Lord. We keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking, Father. We continue to pray. And on behalf of the Thomas family, we pray on behalf of Brother Leo, Father. We keep seeking and keep praying and keep knocking on his behalf, Father, asking you, Father, that you heal his body and you make him whole and that you keep him safe, even in his own household with his loved ones that are there, Lord. We cry out to those others that are in our body and they're sick in their bodies. Lord, we keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking, Father, in Jesus' name. Those that are sick and shut in, those who would like to be in the house but couldn't make it to the house, we keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking, Father, even as we pray, Lord, for those the 10 most wanted, Father, as we pray for those that are in the box. We keep praying, keep seeking, keep knocking, Father, because we believe that you are God, and that you can work and move in ways, Lord, that we can't even comprehend, Father, in Jesus' name, that you got strength, Lord, that we can't give, Father, right now. You've got it, Father, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, for those that are at the sound of my voice, Father, that you will enable them to wait on you, Father, for your word says that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And right now, Father, we need some people, to have some renewed strength, because they've gone through too much, Father, in Jesus' name. And the only way they're going to make it is that you've got to give them strength. And Lord, as they come tonight seeking you, saying that they are weak, we come tonight, Lord, seeking you, saying that we are weak. Father, your word says that in our weakness that you are made strong. And Father, we are weak tonight, and we pray as we wait on you that you will renew our strength, that you will enable us to mount up with wings as eagles in Jesus' name, that you will enable us to run and not grow weary, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will enable us to walk and not faint, Father, because we decided to come on a Wednesday night. We decided, to look for you, and we found you, saying, Lord, to keep seeking, keep knocking, keep praying in Jesus' name, Father. We need thee, we need thee right now, Father. We need thee in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Father. Mind of the song that the old folk used to sing. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by, Father. There's some people that are crying out in the inner recesses of their hearts and their minds, saying, Lord, don't pass them by tonight, Father. They need you tonight. They need the strength. They came here tonight because they were looking for you, looking for strength. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would give them, Father, what they seek. Give them, Father, what they need. Help them to believe, Father, in Jesus' name, that they've got to victory. Help them, Father, to muster up a mustard seed of faith, that they may be able to speak to the mountains, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father. I said, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name. No other name we need to know, Father. In Jesus' name, Father. I can remember, Father, that prayer my mother prayed on that train, Oh, as I was in the back seat, and she wouldn't have had enough time, to get out of the car and to save me. And all she did on the train track as the train was coming was cry out that name, Jesus! And there's somebody on that train track tonight. And their family is in trouble, and they could make it, they could survive. But, oh, Father, that you are the only way out, Father. And they come crying out, Father, tonight, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! The others, Lord, tonight, they're in so much pain. Oh, that all they can do is hum and mumble like Grandmama and them used to do. They used to just moan, Father. And I'm so glad that your word says that the Holy Spirit interprets those moans before the throne of grace. And there's somebody here tonight moaning, Lord, because we don't have words to say. They don't have words to speak. And all they can do is just moan tonight. But I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit interprets those moans before the throne of grace. And it's interpreting right now for what they need, Father. And I believe that Jesus is dispatching his angels, Lord, to come see about those that are in the sanctuary and those that we intercede on behalf. Father, we pray, Lord, that you go before them and make the rough places smooth, shatter the doors of bronze, cut through the iron bars, and give them treasures hidden in secret places that they may know that it's you who call them by name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we cry out to you, Lord. No other help we know.
Hello again. This is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's program. And before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms, and his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing. For now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family, and that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love and believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem. Again, we're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listening throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home. A baby born needs to be a baby born in the family, because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby.
Thank you for
and you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Wheaton, the senior Lord. Pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really has spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now, we're entering into a building program, and we've calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. And you can hear it. Tap the link on the MySpace page or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in a economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God, and I believe God can do it for us, and we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art build, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more. Whatever God is laying on your heart, we need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword.com.